Welcome to Beyond the Document, the podcast from Formpipe, where we discuss everything that is output, document, and customer communication management. Now, last year at TCF 2022, we published a special episode, and the feedback we got was that people really liked it. So this year, we decided to build on interest, and we're recording three shorter episodes, each one with a focus on a specific topic raised here today, live at TCF 2023. So in 2023, episode number one, we're looking at the delivery of a banking project, but from the client's perspective. And for that reason, I'm delighted to be joined by Joe Reed, who's the Managing Director at Hollygrove and a specialist in output and document management. So Joe, welcome to the podcast.
Hi Ben, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see you. And we're here at TCF, day number two of TCF 2023. Is there anything specific that you're really looking forward to?
Just an opportunity to talk to existing and potential clients and work with some of the other vendors really. There's a lot of other bigger SIs that have a lot of insight into these projects and also to see which direction Temenos want to push for the next year. It's always quite a good place to get that refreshed view of Temenos's trajectory.
You know? Yeah, and even in the kickoff presentation this morning, you know, it's good to see the recent wins that Temenos have had as well.
Yeah, and I'm interested in what they're doing with, you know, banking as a service and more of the challenger banks. I think that's going to really disrupt what a lot of the big players are quite comfortable with and used to. You know?
And you alluded to there, this is a great opportunity for Hollygrove to meet your existing clients, regardless of the different locations or banking verticals that they come from. So, you know, what type of area is Hollygrove now covering?
So in banking, we're working across quite a few different verticals. Private banking, we've got retail banks, corporate banks, but there's a real variety there. It's been a long time in the industry, and I've been doing this for longer than I care to remember. Every bank's a new challenge, and it's just it keeps it exciting.
And picking up on that, then, you know, you have worked across so many different verticals and requirements within banking, but there must be some common elements that run throughout every core banking delivery project. So, with that in mind, you know, this is such a big undertaking for banks, whether they be neobank, a legacy bank evolving, or one trying to break into a new market. Can you touch upon what you see time and time again within projects?
Yeah, I mean, I think you quite often see people, the project teams are normally quite happy to move forward with the change, but the business doesn't necessarily want to follow. You know, they find themselves a bit too attached to their old processes, and, you know, Temenos will always say, adopt, not adapt. Yeah. You know, you don't want to be changing what's out of the box or as little as you can. And just to sort of try and get the business's mindset in that space before you start, because when you've done that, it sort of opens the door to going best practice and adaptable, and it gives you more options for cloud and easier upgrades in the future.
Okay, and obviously we're here at a Temenos event, but when you get involved in these project delivery, it must then go across a wider suite of applications within the bank.
Yeah, that's right. So we would work with, obviously with Temenos output, but we would work with partners like Twilio for SMS fulfillment, Microsoft or SendGrid are quite common ones for email fulfillment. There's all sorts of different systems that we would integrate with in terms of output, but also in terms of data that's fed to the products for production of documents that can come from CRM systems or, you know, any other system that you have really. We work obviously in banking, but also with ERP and, you know, manufacturing logistics sort of industries as well. So the tools are great because they're system agnostic, and it means that it gives the client the opportunity, if they think of any other area, it's not like we're tied closely to the banking. We can do whatever else they need to produce as well.
Yeah, and I think that's going to grow as we see more open banking as well, with more vendors involved in that ecosystem. So picking up on that point as well, and given that we're looking at these projects from a client's perspective, I think it's interesting to bring into this, what do you really think that banks are buying when they embark on this journey to put in a new core platform? They are buying software, but really they're buying either a route into a new market or a route into digitization or maybe a route into cloud. So how do you help the client really focus on why they've gone into this?
That's the first thing we do when we get into workshops, is why this project. And, you know, to a smaller extent for just our piece of it, But generally, you know, why invest in this transformation? These are multi-million pound projects. And there needs to be a good outcome that needs to match the client expectations, right? And I think trying to keep them focused on what their reason was is important throughout the project. But common ones we do see is digital onboarding or digitization generally. It's quite difficult with, you know, legacy core systems. They're not very adaptable to that. Whereas if you've got these more composable systems or at least, you know, API driven that you can connect into other systems that way, I think that allows a lot more opportunity for banks to be light on their feet and catch up with, like we're saying, about challenger banks and you know, these kind of neo banks that are out there. It allows them to stay relevant in that sort of space.
And obviously my involvement in delivery projects is less, but I always think it's important for those people who've brought in the software and signed off the actual project within the bank. They need to make it very clear to the rest of their organization why they're embarking on this. You know, they need to have a clear vision statement about what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, I guess that goes back to what I was saying earlier as well, that having that clear message to the business, we are doing this, these are the benefits, you know, they understand that, how it's going to help them tomorrow, and why that means that they should be willing to take the pain today. Because it is disruptive. People like doing what they've always done, right? But ultimately,
it'll safe, be, isn't it?
It's safe on an individual level, but longer term, more, you know, automating more of these things allows you to be more repeatable and robust in the way that you're delivering them. You know, you don't have users manually keying data as much, or, you know, you sort of remove that risk of mistakes.
And I know you've mentioned this to me before when we're just chatting, that often people go into a project and then whilst they're within it, they'll find other uses for the software. They'll find other ways of making use of the investment that they've made. Is that something you can allude to?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working with a client recently. They're still working through their transformation project, but they saw an opportunity to automate production of documents for credit lines where they weren't as automated as they would have liked. And rather than that, you know, causing any kind of disruption or problems, it's just allowed them to be elastic in the market when there's a big surge, you know, say new interest rates come out or whatever it might be, they can adapt to that quickly and get through a load of business, but they don't have to expand that core team. They don't have to, you know, bring all of that up as well.
Yeah. Brilliant. So that's a lot of positive things. So let's flip that on its head. And could you maybe bring up one or two things that you see going wrong within projects, and that would enable people listening to this hopefully avoid making that same mistake?
I think it's important for the banks to take on experienced people to act on their behalf as their project team.
Yep.
So they need to, you know, there's good companies that do things like this, like Q6, you know, Quantum 6 are doing this, doing assurance to make sure that the right products are being selected, the right resources are being selected for delivery. I think that's really important. But just, it's an education process, because if you think, a lot of these banks, the staff that might be there won't have been through a large scale transformation project like this, so they kind of need to learn how to do that at the same time.
And I know one thing that always surprises us is that they spend vast amounts on their marketing, and then, you know, the client facing documents often get left.
Yeah, absolutely, we see that quite a lot. So, you know, the website's been had a huge number invested in it, but you have these sort of what we document geeks would call sort of quite plain, boring documents coming out. They don't really show the company brand in the best light. And also with that sort of digitization of documents, it gives you a lot more opportunity to add more design elements. You can add more color, because most of the time it's going to be as a PDF or some other digital medium that you can really show that brand image.
And you refer to yourself there as a document geek, so I'm going to pick up on that, given you've been working in this area for nearly 20 years. I mean, you must have seen some unique or odd requirements come past your desk over that time.
Yeah, there's been a few sort of wild ones. We do a lot of the portfolio statements. Every single one of those is, you know, you've got core detail that's in there, you always get challenging requirements around things like charts and how the data is displayed.
Sure.
But then we have other projects. You know, I had a project once in the Middle East where in one site visit, in 5 days, we went from having nothing to going live.
Fantastic.
You know,
yeah.
So it's a real, you know, small use case. We were doing loan schedules and account statements, but they had the right resources there to produce the data for us. And it's, well, you know, we can test it quickly and just get it out the door.
Yeah, brilliant. So moving ahead to the rest of TCF, is there anything that Hollygrove are looking to achieve in the next couple of days here?
I think just focusing on becoming more of a part of the ecosystem, really. Understanding what the other software partners are providing and how they do it, if there's any sort of opportunity to be involved in more of what they're doing, and really just enjoy the buzz of it. You know, it's quite a nice event that you've got a lot of like-minded people, and you don't normally get to talk to more than one or two of them at a time normally. And then here it's, you know, so much opportunity to mix with everyone.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for giving me your time, and thanks for joining us on the podcast show.
Okay, yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Document, and thank you again to Joe Reed for joining me today. You can find out more about what Joe and his colleagues do at Hollygrove by searching for Hollygrove on LinkedIn. Join you next time on Beyond the Document.